You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Hour number three getting started up right now. Our thanks once again to Taryn Hilo for joining us. That was fun. That was a fun half hour.
Yeah, she seemed cool. I'm glad she was cool about the questions for the guys and what you can do on Valentine's Day. I felt like she was being genuine.
I'm just excited that she's going to do the podcast because I was like, well, now I got to find her, get her contact info. And that's, now, as you know, it's not an easy thing.
It's not. It's not. So, to get these guests and schedule and reschedule. And now you got another viral guest that you can do on your podcast.
We hit 100 on the stream.
Oh, on the ESPN 97.5 stream?
Yeah, I pulled it up just to check, and we had hit 100, so.
That's what that does.
And we're already back down to like 40.
But it was
40.
A cool segment. Good so, advice. We'll put it up on Podcast Arena.
Yeah. So that was a good time. That was I thought she rolled with the punch as well. It's funny, when when we were in the hall, she's like, did you really get your wife a coupon book? Like, you dumbass, what are you doing? So, yeah, that was fun. That was a good get, man. She was interesting. IT and a businesswoman, and that's not just Astros girl.
I was going to say, that's the biggest thing. People know her for Astros girl, but for as long as I've known her, I know, one, she knows sports. And when you see some of the things that she puts on social media, she's breaking down sports. She knows sports. She's smart, but she's very cool and laid back. So, you know, I definitely think, as she talked about it, we'll have her come back and talk sports during, you know, Astros season and maybe some Rockets. But definitely cool to have her come on in. And she also, like I said, she's a huge workout person, as you can tell. And she's got tips and things that she sometimes puts on social media, too, that can help people.
Never mind.
Don't do
that. You are correct. You are correct. I thought it was a good idea to have her back on occasion.
Yeah. We had talked about it, and I think that, you know, she can give you a different perspective than we can, but obviously not difficult to check out the live stream with either. So.
No. I told Nick while you were out in the hall, we hit 100.
Oh, did we?
Never hit 100 on this show.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll tell you that.
So we're constantly breaking records around
and
here.
And we're back down to 40.
Well, people love us. They love us. They really, really love us. They love listening, not looking.
That is true.
Yeah, and we also have Salisa's back from the Houstonian. So we're going to have another special guest. We're going to talk a little bit about nutrition and the other angles that can help you on your weight loss and fitness goals. So that'll be next segment. So that's always good.
Yeah, is this where you're going to bring up the fact that I drink too much of Diet Coke and then have her publicly shame me?
I saved that for after, but we can also bring it up there, because I did put the article on there where they said, if you have two or more diet drinks a day, not that I would know anyone.
I have three during the show most times, right?
So I put it on there because it says in the study that it could cause more potential for heart attack and stroke.
Is this why you've been encouraging me to drink more Diet Coke?
I don't know if you saw this or not, but outside your car with a bow on it for Valentine's Day is a 12-pack of Diet Coke and Coke Zero.
It's from you.
Hope. It is.
Wishing heart attack and stroke on me.
It's not from me. It's from me and Nick.
Well,
I don't buy you guys anything, so I know it's not from me.
You're blowing it here, Nick, because of the fact that I told you still owe me the $5 for the one case of Diet Coke, but two or more Diet Cokes a day can cause stroke and heart attack.
Okay. Well, I have no idea of this, but I will totally take credit now that I know what Joel was doing.
He was busy. You missed the window of opportunity.
Yeah.
Although I was kind of pissed when I went to get a Diet Coke and the Coke machine was empty.
What?
Yeah, I apparently have.
You've emptied, drained it.
I have drained the Diet Coke from our ancient vending machine.
We're going to get our nutritionist to break it down and see just how good and bad you might be doing with this.
I'm probably not doing well. I'm aware of that. It's but it's not going to change. It's because, you know why? Zero calories. I don't care that it's embalming me as I speak.
Empty calories are still okay.
Zero calories, not right. Empty. Zero.
Do we?
Nope. We're not.
All right. So did you guys, and by the way, did you guys watch the Warrior game last night?
I did.
You see any of that?
I saw some of it.
Did you see the call that's causing all the controversy?
The Draymond Green call?
Yeah, if you weren't watching last night, there was a little bit of a dust up between the Warriors and the Blazers in the second game of the doubleheader on ESPN.
How about the fact that Klay Thompson getting in the middle of it and getting a little chippy, which I thought was not, it's unlike him. So you wonder either what was said or what happened. I know that there was, he'd gone in for a layup and drew a foul. And
there was a little extra contact.
But you wonder if there was anything said to get him riled up like that.
Oh, I definitely think there was, because, you know, the kid from Gonzaga is trying to make a name for himself. He's actually a good young player, but he's not Klay Thompson. And when you throw a little extra elbow and you start getting into it, a lot of people think Klay's the kind of quiet assassin that's not going to get into it. I liked the fact that Klay was vocal. I liked that they got into it. It didn't get too out of hand. At that point, Draymond didn't have anything to do with it.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, what looked like a pretty common play to me, I don't disagree with the fact that Draymond Green said after the game, look, that's how they officiate me as opposed to anybody else in the league. But on the flip side, Draymond, that's with good reason. You deserve it because you've given them a reason to call you that way. But if you saw the replay, it didn't look like a flagrant foul. The referees called it a flagrant foul, and Steve Kerr lost his mind.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a flagrant. I mean,
I didn't either.
I don't know why that would be the case.
I think because it's Draymond Green and because they're trying to defuse a situation. But that's unfortunate because now you've got a team and a guy paying the price for something he wasn't involved in. I can see if he hit him above the shoulders because it's above the head and anything in the head and shoulders is flagrant. He got the ball. He even said after the game, I got most of the ball. But yet they still determined after replay review, the whole thing is to get it right. I don't think they got it right.
Nope. I would agree with you.
So Kerr gets tossed. Warriors get blown out. And that's why I go back to what I said about Rockets fans were so giddy going into last night. Rockets are going to beat the Wolves. Warriors are going to beat the Blazers. Rockets are going to be the 4 seed going into the break. Neither happened.
No, they didn't. Somebody, Walt, had an interesting question on the text line about the All-Star game. He said, I wonder if the All-Star teams are going to try to get Harden's 30 and Westbrook a triple-double just to keep have some fun and keep the streaks alive.
You know what? From a league perspective, they wouldn't be against that.
Hell no, they wouldn't.
Because if you're looking at these things and you're starting to think these things, it's all about streaks now. They're looking at the numbers and they're saying Paul George put up numbers where he had 40 plus in 2 consecutive games. They're like, how far can that go? The Greek Freak last night had, I believe it was something like 30 points, 10 dimes, and at least 5 assists. And he did it for the second straight game. Now, it's like the season of streaks. All of a sudden, to be relevant in the NBA, you got to have a streak going.
Yeah.
I love what Westbrook said, by the way, too, because they were saying about does he, you know, sometimes go for the triple-double. It's what we're talking about with James.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically is like, you know what? At the end of the day, God gave me enough ability that I don't have to give an F.
Wow.
What people say.
Wow.
And for as salty as Russ can be, sometimes he can be salty. Yeah, sometimes he says some things, and I'm like, I'm kind of with him.
Yeah. You still have to. It's interesting because if that was his answer, I don't have to care. He avoided the question.
What people say.
Right, but he avoided the question.
True.
He didn't answer whether he's out there trying to get a triple-double or not.
Because, you know, look, these guys have egos.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody pays attention, no matter how much they say they don't, to whether it be social media, SportsCenter, whatever it is. And you know that you're constantly, just like Taryn said, she's constantly selling and building her brand with everything that she puts out there.
Yeah.
You know these guys realize whether I'm playing for you or I'm playing for somebody else. If I can put up these numbers, I'm going to get a bigger contract, more years, more money, more endorsements.
It is all about building a brand.
No doubt about that.
At the end of the day, I mean, that's the culture we live in now. It's like the marketing aspect. This, you know, not just in social media, but in general, these guys, they're individually a brand. Mm-hmm. And what was the famous saying? I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
And individually, right. These guys are corporations. They're charitable organizations. They are brands. They are, whether they're brand ambassadors or not, they are brands.
Yeah. And that's what That's the negative side of social media that I don't think guys realize, is that when you're playing in the league and you're getting all this attention and all these followers and all these hits, for as good as you can do things that build your brand and build it up, you can also make the mistake of saying something, posting something or doing something that's going to tear it down.
Just as quick as you build it.
And when we talk about either Hader with the Brewers or how many different guys that you know they're Kevin Hart, you know they're going to go into your past, they're going to dig deep, and if they find something, just as quick as you built your brand, you can see it all crumble right before your eyes.
That's right. And just as quick as you get gas, you can get cash back when you use GetUpside. Man, I've been using this new app. It's totally free to download. You just go to the iTunes store or the Google Play store, download. It's all one word, GetUpside. Check it out. Free. Easy to install. I did it actually while I was at the gas pump. I installed it. I was done and ready to go in less than 2 minutes. So it's super easy to install. And what it does is it gets you cash back on stuff you're already spending money on, which is gas and food. There are like 5,000 gas stations around town that you can use this at. There are tons of restaurants around town that you can get up to 35% cash back when you eat out. And I always suggest, buy lunch. You know, I'll take Nick out to lunch and use the app. He doesn't have to know that I'm getting $10 back when we spend $30. That's none of his business. And then I look like a hero and nobody knows. And I'm getting cash back within 24 hours. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon back on gas. But here's the deal. I want you to get even more money. When you use GetUpside, when you download it and install it, put in promo code Barry. That's promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And when you do that, you're going to get extra savings on gas, cash back when you use the app. And it's super easy to use. You pull it up. You can search around the area that you're at for a gas station or a restaurant. Find the deal you want. You claim the deal. Pump your gas just like you normally do. Pay with a debit or credit card and then take a picture of your receipt. Within 24 hours, that cash back will be available to you. Free to download. Like I said, use promo code Barry so you get that extra savings on the gas and get started today. Nobody has to know that you're saving money when you're buying lunch. And I know everybody likes saving money on gas. It's GetUpside. Download it right now. Use promo code Barry. Get that extra savings and thank me later.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, as we are blowing going with lots of guests and lots of fun and activity here on 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, Joel in studio, again joined by the good people at the Houstonian, headed up by my good friend Salise. And last week she brought in someone that was going to be a little bit more on the training side of things. Today, I want to introduce you guys to Denise Hernandez. She's going to tell you a little bit about more on the nutritional side of things. Denise, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Good really to have excited. You.
So now I noticed, first of all, I spotted the food right away.
Yes.
That you brought. Tell us a little bit about this because it looks delicious and healthy.
Of course.
So what did you bring us?
Is that
what
possible? Is this? The delicious combination?
Oh, absolutely. One of my jobs as a dietitian is to make food not only healthy but delicious.
Okay. Wow. I'm down with that.
Okay.
So this is a granola that we actually offer to our members at the Houstonian Fitness Club and the hotel. And so our baker, Catherine Rodriguez, she actually made this in-house for you guys.
So this isn't store-bought and you just put it in a bag?
Nothing in this bag is store-bought.
Oh, nice.
It was all made. Last night, even the fruit was dried in-house.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it's a good, healthy mix. You have some fruit in there that's going to offer antioxidants as well as carbohydrates. You have some seeds in there that have a healthy source of omega-3s and protein. So it's a good mix. This is something that you could use, you know, if you're going to go on a long run or you're going to go on some sort of, you know, cycling expedition, you can definitely try this out. But it's also a good snack if you're just going to, you know, work and
that's great.
Now, you said carbs.
Yeah.
Are you, because it's so funny, depending on who you talk to, is whether they're pro or anti-carb. Where do you fall on the whole carb discussion?
We need them.
We need them?
Okay. Yeah. This is fuel for your body.
Okay.
That's its main purpose. Apart from others, but its main purpose is to provide every cell in our body with energy.
Okay.
Without it, especially the brain.
Oh.
Without it, we just can't function as well.
That explains a lot because I don't eat many carbs. So I am the dumb one on the show, and that would explain why.
Nick. Highlight that, please. So with that being said, too, because I find myself a lot of times, and Barry has gotten me a little bit better at this, so has my wife, on the fact that I have a shake in the morning, and then I don't eat anything until I have a salad at night. And I also have reflux, so sometimes it's tougher for me to find the energy. Something like this might be a healthy alternative that gives me a little boost but isn't going to like affect me in a negative way.
I would include this as a snack. So okay. You wouldn't eat the entire contents of this bag that we gave you here. Yeah, I would break it up. Yeah, you know,
unless totally guys, we're not good at like saving and putting back.
Oh, okay, I'll reportion size. So
wait, that's not a portion? That's not a serving size?
This is a portion. Hold up your
fist. Oh,
that
wow.
That is a portion.
Well, I am out on this.
My fist.
I'm out on this. I need bigger fists.
We'll talk about portion sizes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It would serve as a pretty good snack because, like I said, it's going to have that good balance of protein, the carbs, and the healthy fats. So a good snack. Now, I would recommend that you include some sort of lunch in there.
Okay. See, I got on him because he was saying he was trying to lose weight. And we had the discussion where he said, well, I just have a shake in the morning and then a salad at night. And I said, really, if you ate more often, smaller meals, your metabolism will speed up. Can you validate that I was correct on that and tell us a little bit about why and how to do that smartly?
Oh, yeah. You were right.
Okay.
Should we highlight that?
Yeah,
part?
Please highlight that, Nick, that I was right for
Nick,
a change.
Scratch that. You don't have to save any of that.
So, yes. So you hit it right. The nail on the head is if you underfeed your body, essentially what happens is your metabolic rate declines.
Sure.
What that means is it decreases because your body is saying, okay, what's going on? Is there no food, you know, around? You know, should I conserve the body fat that I am storing? Because that's what body fat is. It's the bank for your body to store energy.
Okay. And so I have a lot of energy.
You have a lot. No. So, you know, if you are underfeeding yourself, you know, think about your bank account. If you log into your account through an app or whatever, and you see that somebody withdrew $100 and that wasn't you, you know, you're going to go on the defensive, right? You're going to say,
sure.
Hey, what's going on? Where did this go? Your body does the same thing. It says, why is this missing? I need to hold on. I need to freeze my account, you know,
and not
let anything else exit.
That's great. And that's great. I think the fact that you make all this stuff in-house, and so for your guests, for your members, the fact that half the battle is, as we know, is getting into the gym and working out. The other half is once you get done, if you go to eat fast food or don't eat the right way, that it doesn't help you. And the fact that you guys do a lot of the work for them is fantastic. So with that, do you have a lot of diet sodas at the club?
We do have diet sodas. We have Dr. Pepper. We have Diet Coke.
Then say that it's a good idea to consume such diet drinks, maybe say 3 or so a day minimum?
Well, that's a loaded question. Why?
Indeed it is, because of the gentleman sitting to your right.
Okay.
I'll drink like 3 Diet Cokes during this show,
okay,
which is 3 hours.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Does it take the place of water?
Yes.
Okay, then you shouldn't do that.
Oh, I meant no.
Yeah, no, really that's the problem there is that it is taking the place of a healthier beverage that is going to give your body, supply the body those fluids that it needs on a daily basis.
I mean, you know, so there's a lot of water in Diet Coke.
That doesn't count? There is water.
Carbonated
it doesn't. It does count to a degree, but trust me when I say that water is going to be the best option for you. So, I mean, cut back.
Okay, so give the folks, because I don't like water at all. Like, I'm not a water drinker. I know I have to, and I know I should, but I just can't bring myself to drink water on a regular basis. What are some alternatives for folks like me that need flavor or something besides just plain old regular water?
Right. So, do you like iced tea? Not too heavily sweetened.
I would put a lot of Equal in it and make it
that's
sweet.
Fine.
So that would probably defeat the purpose.
It wouldn't. You know, to go back to what you were saying about the new study that came out about artificial sweeteners and its effect on heart disease. They say it themselves in the article is that correlation doesn't mean causation. So just because that link is there does not mean that the Diet Coke or the Diet Soda was what caused heart disease.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, yeah. No, trust me.
I'm not giving it up.
I love Diet Coke for, you know, the longest time. Of course, I wouldn't drink three a day, but, you know, I'd have maybe one. Now, that's not the case anymore for other reasons. But so I look deeply into what the scientific literature has to say about it. And, you know, to be honest, for you to reach any toxic effects with these artificial sweeteners, mm-hmm. in Diet Coke, let's say, you would have to drink about 30 cans a day.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there.
He's
I'm like
close.
25.
Yeah, so. He's not quite there. But so you're saying everything in moderation.
Now, everything in moderation. The biggest issue with what your habit is that it is taking the place of that water that, you know, would offer just a little
so
bit.
So you're
more.
Saying either I should just rotate, like, say, drink a water. Look, he's showing off. Drink a water, then drink a Diet Coke, then drink a water, and that would be better off. I'm at least mixing in some water, right? I could, because I'll drink at least 7-8 Diet Cokes a day. So if I were to alternate, instead of drinking 7 or 8 in a row, every other one was a water, every other one was a Diet Coke, I'm better?
No.
Dang it.
I'm
okay.
I'm going to tell you to cut back.
What about this stuff, this additives for the water? Like I used this Mio before.
Mm-hmm. Flavored.
It helps a little bit. Yeah. Is that stuff okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, add it in there. Infuse your water as well. You can, you know, they make many bottles where you can throw in some blueberries and just let it sit overnight, and it gives it that natural sweetener and
that's
flavor.
Cool.
You can try that. But those, yeah, the Mio drops or the other, even Crystal Light, you know, they make some.
That's not bad.
That, no.
If you were to give one tip on the way out, because we're getting ready to wrap here, but one tip for us, we're both over 40, but we notice you don't lose weight as quickly. Mm-hmm. Your metabolism isn't as fast. In terms of from a diet nutrition standpoint, is there something that we can do that kind of can boost in the right direction, whether it be a food or a way of going about it?
A way of going about it, absolutely. So one thing that, you brought this up about eating, you know, more frequent meals throughout the day, you know, it's not, you know, where you've heard, you know, eat 3 meals, eat 6 meals. It's not really that specific because it depends on the individual. But your body needs fuel throughout the day. And so if you are not fueling yourself at the appropriate intervals, mm-hmm. you know, based on you and your schedule, mm-hmm. then again, we're going to run into that underfeeding as well as, you know, not working with what our natural biological clocks are doing.
Okay.
And so if you could do that, you know, make sure to space some meals throughout the day, at least breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Most times I see that an afternoon snack, you know, something that's loaded with protein is really going to help as well because it controls appetite. When you're underfeeding yourself, your body is going to cause a release of a very high release of hormones that make you hungry.
Mm. Yeah, and that hungry feeling is what scares you away from working out,
that's
too.
What gets me, yeah, that's what gets
yeah,
me.
You're tired. You know, you don't have energy. Yeah. So, yeah.
And sure. Then you make bad choices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can the folks get a hold of you and learn more, or if they have questions, how can they reach out to you?
Oh, yeah. I welcome all of that. So I am the lead dietitian at the Houstonian Club, and the center is called Houstonian Results Center. So they can reach me at dhernandez@houstonian.com or call the direct line, which is 713-685-6894.
And if you win the usual suspect weight loss challenge, if you happen to win one of those staycations, they can swing by and say hi, maybe get some tips.
Absolutely.
And talk to you about getting even healthier. And, mm-hmm. Right,
Denise, thanks so much for coming in. And you work at a great place, because I'm telling you, we've told these people over and over again, if you want a place, even if you're just Houstonians looking for a place for a staycation getaway, mm-hmm. head over to the Houstonian. It's got everything you need from a hotel, from a workout perspective, and a club. But just the way that you guys pamper the people, your guests, with even stuff like this to make your own nutritional snacks. Thanks for coming in, and we're going to continue to have people come in from the Houstonian.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Before we let you go, though, we got to get our people. They had a question that I missed on the text line. Coffee is 90% water. Is that okay?
No. I'm just kidding. It is fine. It is fine. But I wouldn't count it towards your fluid intake.
Okay. Fair enough.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Denise Hernandez from the Houstonian, we appreciate you. We appreciate you guys listening. We're going to be back with a whole lot more. Before we head to the break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you about them for a long time. If you got a leaky roof or just need new shingles, or you want a whole new roof on your house, there's only one place to go, and it's Fitz Roofing, because they're locally owned and operated. They're not going to be like these storm chasers and deposit thieves that come in, take your money up front, and then skip town without doing a really good job. The people at Fitz Roofing are here to make a difference. Therefore, they use certified CertainTeed shingles, best shingles in the country, and they are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have that criteria to be able to have that elite status. They got it. You want it. You go to Fitz Roofing. Their base warranty's longer than your average roofer, and we go from there. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating on both Facebook and Home Advisor. What I'm telling you people is, if you need anything done with your roof, there's only one place to go. It's FITZRoofing.com, or you can call them 832-521-3001. You get a free, no-obligation inspection. They come to you. They see what you got, tell you what you're working with, and then wait for you to call if you want them to come back. Again, 832-521-3001, FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I want to thank our guest once again, Denise Hernandez from the Houstonian, for stopping by and joining us on The Usual Suspects and giving advice to our weight loss challenge participants on eating properly. I'm glad she didn't completely poo-poo the idea of Diet Coke. I'm glad that that was...
She kind of did. You were just looking for a reason to keep consuming.
It's like the thing, like, off air, we were like, Joel was like, I'm glad he asked because I thought that was a serving of that stuff, the whole thing. She goes, no, you shouldn't eat it all. I was like, let's be real, Denise. I'm going to eat all that. I'm going to eat the whole thing. It's not going to matter. But
same way. I was like, well, the president's screwed because he's got small hands. But when she held up her fist and she goes, oh, you have a big fist. You have to base it off my fist. That's a portion size. I'm like,
yeah,
that's not even a snack. That's a burp.
Yeah, we'll take some of these and put them out there. I wish we had a way to get this to the folks because it looks really delicious. But first class all the way around from the Houstonian and everybody involved there. We appreciate them coming out.
I mean, how you're talking about that, even like with all the great amenities that Vortex has too, it's just fantastic because sometimes when you're working out, it's that little extra touch that wants you to keep coming back. Like you said, you know, you go to Vortex and you're done working out and you get the cool towel and and all the things in the
lockers.
Smells
of lavender.
You're working out and all of a sudden you're like, what should I eat? And all of a sudden there sitting right in front of you is made in-house dried fruits and granola and everything you need all in one.
How cool is that that they did all this whole granola snack thing all in-house?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Crazy. Somebody tweeted man, I guess M-A-N-H or Mon, I'm not sure. Okay. But he said, Barry, I promise you, bro, this drink changed. It has changed my life. The lemon or lime tastes like Sprite. If you do try it, be sure to get it sweetened. And it's H-E-B's sparkling water beverage. I don't know. It looks very generic, but I'm down to try anything. I want to get healthy just like you guys, but I just know that for me, Diet Coke is...
You know, but here's the thing.
It's my one vice, that and crack. I mean, I love Diet Coke. I love smoking crack, so I'm just kidding. I don't smoke crack.
No, but the thing is I was always taught anything carbonated was bad.
Really?
But at least Denise was able to kind of shed some light on the fact that it's not as good as water per se, but at least there are, and even sparkling water, because a lot of people, I was always taught you should ask for the tap water, because if you ask the sparkling water, it's not really like drinking water. But now they're saying, and a lot of fitness and nutrition people are saying, that you can drink sparkling water and still get a lot of benefits.
Like Topo Chico? Isn't that a sparkling water?
Yeah, Tyler loves that.
It is. Well, post.
God.
The next day after you've been drinking it.
It was.
For hangover.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I tried that. I tried to drink a Topo Chico. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I don't even like water. I certainly don't want fizzy water.
I like it the following day.
But to me, fizzy water is just broke Diet Coke.
Of course, you should always stick to Cheers and Thrive if you are...
Get Cheers.
It's obvious.
Cheers is the way to go for hangover cures.
No, but you know what? At the same time, all we're really trying to do is trying to get you to think a different way.
Get healthy.
And the fact of the matter is, like I said, with the carbonated beverage thing, I used to always think it was a no-no. And it's interesting. One, we had it on our list to talk about, like it was going to be, and she was even able to dispel that too, which sucks because I wanted to throw that in your face. But at the same time, it's good for the listeners to know.
Yeah, the truth. That's all we really care about. Somebody, Josh in Beaumont, texted the show earlier. Excuse me, and we're just now getting to it, but I thought it was kind of interesting, and I'd like your guys' take on it too. He addressed it to me, but I think this is more of a generic conversation, or a general conversation, I should say. But he says, "What is the comedy community's opinion of blackface? Do you think Kimmel and Fallon will feel heat since it's becoming an issue spoken out on?" I don't know that blackface is necessarily contained to just being a comedy related issue.
Well, it's in politics now.
Yeah, that's why I say it was directed at me, Josh, but I think that you're seeing it in politics. Seeing it. I saw last night on the news where they said that they went back to the old Virginia yearbook, and I think it was Wake Forest or something else, and they started looking at all of the different instances of blackface in yearbooks over the years. In 1970 or 71, I forget the school, but there was actually a staged lynching of a person, a white person in blackface as part of the yearbook. So I don't think it's going to surprise many people if you've listened to this show for any length of time for me to say this, but I think it's awful. I think it's an awful part of our past that you can't really run from. But I think a student said it best on the show that I was watching, where he said, and it was an African-American gentleman who said, you know what, it is embarrassing for the school, and it is, but it starts and ends with dialogue. We've got to talk about these things, and there's got to be some sort of positive and constructive dialogue, and not just one side says it's awful and the other side says, ooh, this is a joke. Not really. I mean, a staged lynching isn't a joke.
That's awful. That's there's no excuse for that no matter what. And you're right. The biggest thing is to communicate, talk dialogue, talk things through, because everybody, the other thing you think about too is we're in a different day and age where there is more awareness. There's a heightened level of sensitivity, awareness, concern, all these different things. And so we're paying more attention to these things, and you're going back 30 years and you're realizing some people made some really bad decisions back then and really didn't think that they were doing anything wrong or they had any ramifications that could be conceived as negative, and they were, and they are, and they still are.
Yeah. And I think part of it is because when you look at what blackface was and what it was intended for when it was created, mm-hmm. And then, because I think some of the argument becomes, well, but this guy was just going as Michael Jackson. So he was, Michael Jackson's black, so he wanted to be black. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but you have to understand that blackface was when it was created or when it was used.
Yes.
It wasn't used as just it wasn't innocent. There was no innocence to it. So
it wasn't done for a Halloween costume.
No,
to win or to be in a Halloween party.
No, it was done to mock black people, or instead of using black people in shows, and to exaggerate their features and exaggerate issues that were there at the time. So I feel like most people should be opposed to it, but you also aren't going to be able to go back and change it.
Yeah,
but again, it's got to be that dialogue, and we've got to be able to move forward at some point and realize that it's wrong, because there's still white people doing it today. Like, it's just not okay to do it.
And here's the thing.
You just have to know that. Well, it was a joke. You can't do it. Don't do it. From one white person to another, don't do it.
The thing we have to add to open dialogue and communication is honesty. Okay, because the other bad look is the governor of Virginia, whoever it was, that when they found the yearbook picture, it wasn't me. Neither one of those guys was me. But on the whole page, it's his name and all the pictures of when he was in college.
Yeah.
And then the next day he comes back and goes, well, it wasn't me, but I did at one point go in blackface for this or that. Then another guy comes out and says, oh, and I dressed as Michael. Look, right off the top, say, yeah, back then I did, and I didn't realize how bad it was. Now I really do. And now, be honest about it, but all you do is make everything a lot worse and exaggerated when you don't own up to it. So, all right, switching gears a little bit before we get out of here, too. We do always like to give back to you guys, the listeners, who've been great again today participating. With that being said, we know Valentine's Day is today, but the Globetrotters are in town tomorrow night. So after Valentine's Day, if you're looking for an escape, you want to get out, maybe a date night, The 7:30 showing of the Globetrotters is at the Tillman Fertitta Center at the campus of University of Houston tomorrow night. We got two tickets for you. So if you call 713-780-3776, you can win two tickets if you're caller number 11. Caller number 11 right now, you win two tickets to the Globetrotters tomorrow night. Please don't call unless you really intend to go, and you can go if you win them. And if you want to buy them and don't win them, it's HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Good luck. Hopefully you win some tickets for listening to the show.
Yeah, good luck. What did you say, caller what?
11.
Ooh, good luck, caller number 11. It's been a busy show. I can't believe this flew by.
Yeah, we were blowing and going, and then when the guests got in here and stuff like that, I'm coming back going, are we back on?
Yeah, because we're out there schmoozing.
Well, I'm just trying to thank the people for coming in.
I mean, you know, not knocking them out. Taryn was here. You were right back in.
Yes, for sure. And you were too, sir. So with that being said.
No, I had to bring us back.
Okay. We've got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the final segment of The Big Show. We appreciate you taking us along for the ride on a Thursday as we have been blowing and going through a jam-packed show. Taryn Hilo was with us, and we appreciate her stopping in, and she's already told me she's looking forward to coming back, talking some sports as well. So we're going to get her during the sports and stuff to come on in and chat it up with us. And, of course, Solis, by the way, and her staff do a great job at the Houstonian. We always say that. But as much as they take care of you, they take care of us as well because they brought in all these treats. They brought in a couple of gifts for Barry and myself. They are fantastic. The hat that I'm wearing, they brought in last week.
But, first class.
That is exactly right. That is what the Houstonian's all about. First class. And of course, if you're in the weight loss challenge, look forward to the fact that your extra motivation for the day, aside from everything else we put out there for you guys, is if you win one of the weight classes, you get a staycation, two nights, and a lot of amenities at the Houstonian.
If you didn't sign up, you're an idiot because that is a great prize. So maybe next year, don't be an idiot and sign up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, yeah, we gave you a lot of tips on a lot of things. But great news out of baseball, if you hadn't seen it, because we didn't get to any baseball today. A day after you and I were talking about the fact that, you know, Gerrit Cole, maybe things didn't go so well. It's a tale of two pitchers because two guys had their deals done through an arbitrator on the same day. Gerrit Cole and every Astros fan's favorite pitcher, Trevor Bauer.
Tyler Bauer.
That too. And in looking at how things went, we were a little concerned that after everything went smoothly with Correa, that maybe it didn't go as well for Gerrit Cole. But the Chronicle's Brian T. Smith reporting that Gerrit Cole said he's open to signing an extension with the Astros. He's going to let the process play out. Takes two sides to have an agreement. Said the organization checks many boxes for him, and he enjoys being a part of the organization. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
That's what I wanted to hear.
No doubt about it.
It confirms my suspicion that Jim Crane, Jeff Luhno, and the Astros organization as a whole knows that it's a business and they have to present their case, but they did so in a way that was not detrimental to the relationship. As opposed to
Exhibit B, as in Bauer, and the Cleveland Indians. Because the same day as they were working these things out, didn't go so swimmingly for the Indians now, did it, Barry?
No, it did not. They kind of messed it up a little bit. I believe the words used by Bauer and Bauer's camp was character assassination.
Essentially, according to Trevor Bauer, the final 10 minutes of the arbitration hearing, which I guess up until that point was going very well for both sides, was described as a character assassination in which he said he really learned some things. Now, he said he's not going to hold it against them going forward, but I claim BS because you know if a guy like that go and he's volatile.
He's
sensitive.
There you go. I wouldn't say volatile, but I think sensitive.
Oh, no. Have you seen what he went through?
He's volatile?
Yeah, with a person that had some things to say about him on social media.
Local person?
No. Well, they.
I saw he stalked,
not here
stalked
in Houston.
A local chick.
No, but there was a fan that got into it with him. He made some comments about her. He was borderline stalking her.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Was she local?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know she was from Houston, but yeah. I know it got to the point where some kind of restraining order had to be put in place or basically said,
oh my goodness,
you got to slow down, Chief.
Wow.
So the Indians wished they had handled things the way the Astros did, because now Bauer says the day after the decision, he views the process very intellectual and unemotional. He had said he didn't sour his feelings about the Indians, but I got to believe it's coming up again, and it's coming up from Bauer's camp coming at the Indians.
It's funny because he said, I learned that giving to charity is a bad thing. I learned that agreeing with someone on a podcast for the sake of argument that I was worth $10.5 million should be the definitive answer of why I'm not worth 13. In the article, he later brings up the charity thing again. He said, they don't mention that I gave to 68 charities or that I donated more than $100,000. You know, I don't know what that would have to do with arbitration and your performance on the field at all to begin with. You can't just walk in and say, hey, I'm a good guy that gives to charity. You should give me more money. I think your performance on the field is what should speak to how much money you earn as a baseball player, and what you do with your money afterwards is up to you.
Well, and I'll say this. The only way that would factor in terms of what he does and how many charitable organizations he does. Some organizations are deeply rooted in making sure they give back to the community. Obviously, the Rockets, their whole mantra was to win championships and to give back to the people of Houston. So with that being said, you can say from a perspective of, hey, I did what you wanted me to do, what you believe in as an organization. I saw that through without you having to tell me a thing, and I did all these things. But at the end of the day, that's not going to get him an extra million or $2 on his contract. You're right. It's going to come down to ERA, wins and losses, and all the numbers that factor in.
Spin rate.
That's a bit of a sticky issue, too.
Because he talked about the 69 days of giving that he did and all that. Yep. Look, it's funny to see that, you know, a guy like that who you talked about being emotionally volatile, I don't know that it would be completely surprising, because we saw how he handled the whole Tyler Bauer with the Astros and all that, and this is a dude that's in his feels. So I don't think it's a complete shock that he comes out of an arbitration case in his feels.
Now, and here's the other thing, and I think it actually would be fair game. But if I'm the Indians, I bring up, I know you love baseball and all. I know it, you know, it's your passion. But you also cut your pitching hand with a drone in the playoffs. So where were your priorities?
Did they say that was part of the arbitration?
No, they didn't say about this particular case. I said, if I'm the Indians, I would have brought that up, though, and gone, hey, can you put the toys away till after the season?
Yeah.
Because that might help you.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, just from a concentration level. You see your boy Breggs, too, by the way, speaking of him, decided to not let any time pass before he started to stir things up for the upcoming season.
I did not. What did he do?
He said, and I'm trying to bring it up on my computer, but paraphrasing, but he basically said, after watching what the Patriots did and after the Red Sox did what they did, is it fair to say that the fans want anybody but any city of Boston to win anything next year?
I like it. I have no problem with
that. They asked Alex Cora about it, and luckily for Breggs, I think, Alex Cora was on the Astros coaching staff, is very tight with Bregman, and said, oh, that's my guy. I'm not going to say anything bad about him. But, you know, Breggs is just, he's not, a day later, they interviewed him today. He's not backing down.
Here it is. On the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast, he said, quote, after watching the Patriots win and with the Red Sox beating us last year, there's no other city that I would like to beat more this year than Boston.
Yep.
I mean, what's so terrible about that?
Nothing. No, I think that's good.
You know Breggs is going to stir it up. You know he is.
And so he didn't back down from it a day later going, look, you know, as much as he's not trying to disrespect the Red Sox, he obviously wants to fire up his team. And look, we all know he's branding himself every day with the YouTube channel and all he's doing on social media. He loves the spotlight. Oh. He's one of those guys.
Somebody predicted that he would be the MVP. The next Astros MVP.
I just hope he doesn't have a slump from what he did a year ago, because, man, I don't think anybody, when we looked at what this roster consisted of and their core four, that he could surpass Correa in terms of numbers, expectations, and everything. And if he has another year back-to-back and it's not just a one-hit wonder kind of thing and he continues to keep doing that.
Would he be your pick as the next Astros MVP if you had to pick?
I mean,
Charlie made some great points on a video he did for Sports Map and for, I don't know if it was on Instagram, but he talked about, and we all know, I mean, there, you've got Bregman with the elbow coming back from the elbow injury. You've got Correa coming back from a back injury.
Altuve's knee.
You've got Altuve coming back from his knee injury.
Springer's thumb.
All things being equal, because they've all are trying to come back from some sort of injury. Mm-hmm. Is he your leader? Is Bregman the guy you think is the next to win an MVP?
I would go right back to the guy that has, when I talk about consistency and doing it for more than 1 year, I'm going to go to Altuve. 200 hits a year, leads the league in hitting. You know, everybody always goes to Mike Trout in terms of the guaranteed MVP. But if Mike Trout isn't in the American League, Altuve is going to put several MVPs back to back for you, because that's just how good he is. That's where I'd go.
I kind of feel, I mean, I'm with you. I think logic would tell you that Altuve has the best opportunity now or to be the next. But, you know, to me, a guy like Correa really wants to prove, because he was supposed to be the guy. And then you've got Altuve winning MVPs and Bregman taking the nation by storm, so to speak, with his play. You just wonder if Correa is not like, man, I've got something to prove and I want to show everybody that I should be and could be the MVP from this team, you know, for the American League.
I'm good with that.
He's got motivation, at least.
And I'm good with that, because you know how we talked about the James Harden Kardashian year? Sometimes you need a little external motivation to get you on the right track, to keep you going.
Yeah.
And especially when you've done it for a few years. Whatever it takes. Because you know what? If he has his eyes set, if it's being that first $400 million man, if it's getting an MVP like everybody predicted, if it's whatever it is for him personally, and it motivates him to play better and have a year like that, go for it, man. I'm all for it.
I'm with you.
So that would be great. But overall, a busy show today, fellas. But good show. It was great having a lot of different people in and out of the
it was
the
fun.
Studio.
It was interesting. We learned some things about love and Valentine's Day and nutrition and about Nick.
We learned nothing about
him. Yeah, we learned that even though you make fun of Joel and myself for being old and having bad eyes, your old ass has bad eyes too.
Yes, we did learn that.
Well, so I'm going to get all that taken care of.
You just wear contacts to hide it.
Been wearing it for a while. Mm-hmm. Been wearing it for a while.
It's just makeup for the eyes.
We also learned the obvious, which is not to replace water with Diet Coke, Odell Beckham Jr.
Hey,
but you know what? To Barry's defense, which I didn't see coming, Denise from the Houstonian said it's still not as bad. It doesn't cause
stroke
and heart disease.
It's replacing his water, so it's going to kill him.
But she said that study
didn't prove it. That's basically what she said.
No.
Nick, we got about 3 minutes. Get down to Barry's car. Pick up those 12 packs. We'll take them back. 55. Forget it.
No, we don't.
She basically said,
before you get out of here, to get the Diet Coke and take it back. Because now it's not going to kill him, so we're not going to do it. All right.
You guys.
We got an FEF Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
You got a comedian for
us? Oh, you know it. Actually, I'm supposed to text Chingo Bling. He's supposed to come up and join us. How about that?
Well, there you go.
Another guest, Chingo Bling, in the Heezy. I got to text him and confirm, but last time I talked to him, he said he would be here. So,
boom.
We'll make that happen.
There you go. The gifts that keep on giving. It's the usual suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
ESPN 97.5.